This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, quick. Are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable? Ha! Trick question, because while it's used and cooked with as a veggie, it's technically a fruit, a berry, native to South America, commercially produced here starting in the mid-1800s. And now, in this country alone, farmers produce 2.7 billion pounds of fresh tomatoes a year. But if we grow so many of them and spend so much money on them, why do so many of them taste so bad? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is on the produce desk today.
Sometimes grocery store tomatoes do not taste great.
It's like eating cardboard.
Jacqueline Cherizzi is from Long Island here at this farmer's market.
It's like Instagram food. Looks pretty, has no taste. I'm of a certain age that I remember the days when food had flavor.
What happened to tomato flavor? Well, we happened to it. At his greenhouse at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Harry Klee is collecting pollen from a lush, 6-foot-tall, dark green tomato plant using an electric toothbrush.
And it turns out that it vibrates at exactly the same frequencies as bees' wings.
Klee is a professor of horticultural sciences. He collects pollen to breed better tomatoes. He says tomatoes have been losing flavor for a while because over the generations, humans have been inadvertently stripping out the genes responsible for flavor.
After World War II, the breeders really intensively focused on improving varieties, increasing yield, getting disease resistance. Flavor has been neglected and it's deteriorated dramatically.
Unlike disease resistance, which can be controlled by, say, one gene, flavor is controlled by at least 30. If one or two didn't get passed on to the next generation, it was hard to tell. And until recently, breeders didn't even know what these genes were. So one by one, over generations of tomatoes, flavor-related genes slipped out of the DNA of a lot of varieties. David Wolf is a breeder with Cicada Seeds.
If you're ignoring certain traits, there's a potential that you can lose those traits.
Well, scientists are not ignoring flavor anymore. For 20 years, they've been trying to identify the genes responsible for flavor. They found good ones in wild tomatoes and heirloom varieties, and they've been trying to crossbreed them with modern commercial tomatoes, hoping the flavor genes get passed down.
The real challenge has been to move the flavor back into the modern varieties without destroying any, all of the hard-earned gains that the breeders have made over that last 60 or 70 years.
In Klee's greenhouse, underneath the ventilation fan, we have Exhibit A of why that's been so hard. It's a 6-foot-tall experimental hybrid.
Hugely improved flavor, but the yield is probably about 90% of what that commercial variety is.
So the price of flavor has been that this particular plant doesn't grow as many tomatoes. In other cases, better flavor genes have made tomatoes more susceptible to disease. Luckily, Harry Klee and other researchers have thousands of other hybrids and trials, and Klee says after 20 years of publicly funded research, he's about zeroed in on that perfect combo of flavor and disease resistance and yield.
Things are really changing now.
Seed producers are now trying to breed the flavor genes Klee and others have identified into the tomato seeds they sell. Again, David Wolf at Cicada Seeds.
We're in an exciting time because I think, you know, hopefully in the next year or two, we'll be able to see the introduction of varieties that the people can say, hey, you know, this has better flavor.
A few hours away in Ruskin, Florida, thousands of tomatoes are whizzing along a conveyor belt inspected by humans and boxed up by robots.
We're currently packing tomatoes that were harvested today.
Tony Damari there, vice president of the Damari Tomato Company. If you ask him about taste, he says, don't pin all your dreams of better flavor on genetics. The way a tomato is handled on the way to your dinner plate can ruin even a genetic super tomato, especially if it's been refrigerated.
If you've ever had a mealy, mushy tomato, that typically is indication that the tomato has been kept at too cold a temperatures for a prolonged period of time. Cold is the worst enemy of the quality of a tomato.
And just because improved flavor seeds are available doesn't mean improved tomatoes will make it to consumers, especially if they cost significantly more.
We as growers are willing to pay more for seed if it's a measurable benefit that we get a premium, because you can't, you know, spend X amount more for the seed and not get any benefit back.
In other words, it depends on how much tastier tomato seeds cost, how much tastier tomatoes cost, and whether or not consumers buy them. Will we see more boutique, flavor-filled varieties for a little extra, or will tastier tomatoes at regular prices just become the norm? The science behind tasty grocery store tomatoes has just about arrived. The economics of them, TBD. In Gainesville, Florida, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.